Here's something you won't see on ESPN tomorrow, the World Sports Stacking Championships in Denver. Sports stacking goes like this. You take a dozen small plastic cups and stack them. A pyramid of three, a pyramid of six, and another pyramid of three. Then you unstack them as quickly as possible. This is a growing fad in schools. Kids may say it's fun, but does sports stacking belong in gym class? From member station KUNC, Nancy Greenlee set out to answer that question.
In an elementary school gym in Denver, about 50 kids perch over folding tables. Each one stares down three stacks of plastic cups that are about the size of large Dixie cups. Their faces are scrunched in concentration. Some have their tongues poking out.
Ready, set, go.
For about 15 seconds, cups and hands blur over the table. The cups are formed into three pyramids, and just as quickly, they're nestled back into three stacks. Sports stacking, the preferred name, is often called a track meet for the hands. Sometimes their legs get action during relay events. A touchpad keeps time down to a hundredth of a second.
12:33.
Awesome.
Mr. Bass, 12:33.
Nice.
Oh, my clock never started.
It's fascinating, but is it a sport? 9-year-old Allie Horvat thinks so.
I think it's good exercise for the arms, but none for the legs unless you're like running for like a relay.
Do you worry about that? That you might not be getting enough exercise?
Not really, though. I just worry about the fun.
Educators tout the development of hand-eye coordination and motor skills, but it's the fun factor that interests kids like 8-year-old Mallory Littleton.
Everyone in the school thinks cup stacking is cool. They're probably just aiming, like everyone else, to be the fastest stacker in the world, like Emily Fox.
Emily Fox is the Mia Hamm of the sports stacking world, and her father Bob is its most prominent salesman, running a business that sells the cups. In the Fox's suburban Denver living room, ponytailed 17-year-old Emily shows why kids ask her to autograph their cups.
That was a clean run, but it was bad. I got 4.29.
That's less than 5 seconds. To compare, Emily and her dad convinced me to try it.
Two, left, right,
left, right, left. That's it. And then pick up, so there you go.
Well, you get the point. It took me 21 seconds. It challenged me, but I sure didn't break a sweat. Sports stacking alone arguably offers the same cardiovascular benefits as emptying the dishwasher. That worries some researchers, since the Centers for Disease Control say 15% of American kids are overweight.
If kids are standing at a table stacking cups, that's not much difference than sitting in a class.
Art Campfield is a nutrition professor at Colorado State University. Cup stacking is fine for home, he says, but gym time should be used for working up a sweat.
Those children should be moving from the first minute they hit the gym floor to when the whistle blows. So I have trouble seeing cup stacking in a class of 25. I think it's going to get in the way of any large muscle activity, anything that would provide a health benefit.
But high school football coach Adrian Tyson is impressed with sports stacking. He says it allows the less active kids to shine.
It could be their first competition they've ever been in. And they beat the athlete in it. You see smiles all over the gym. And then it leads them into another game that they want to play.
That's a selling point for Bob Fox. He offers sets of a dozen cups for about $25. A classroom kit goes for around $370. For years, Fox, a former PE teacher, took his own kids on the road as a sort of Von Trapp family stackers. Sure, it looks goofy, Fox says, but basketball also did when it was invented a century ago.
I'm sure when James Naismith introduced taking a ball and throwing it into a peach basket on the side of a barn, that sounded pretty crazy at the time.
Already there are a few ominous signs of success. Some schools have had to ban cups from the classroom. And Little League Syndrome, the affliction that has some parents berating their kids and coaches, is showing up at sports stacking competitions. No steroid scandal yet. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Greenlee in Denver.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.